Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Wow, this is an action-packed show. I want to thank you for joining us, and I want to introduce our next guest. He is a marketing systems architect. So we're going to go from how to sell your business to your marketing, and Joe Nicasio is the mystery wizard. we've talked to him before. You can find his interview on our website at exitcoachradio.com in the archives. Full of information as far as how to be a growth-oriented business with multiple proven marketing methods. So let's launch into it. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you back again. Last interview was fantastic, and I hope our listeners will go there to find out more about your company and your business. Today, we are going to talk about how to build your marketing foundation. And, you know, a lot of people are curious about this because there's so much has changed in this area. So let's talk about how to build your marketing foundation. Joe, tell us a little bit about you and how you help business owners to build a marketing foundation.
Thank you. Thanks for the question. There's two things that I really do. I mean, actually, a foundation is no good unless you build something on top of it. You know, the last thing you want to do is have a bunch of foundations and not have a home or a finished structure. And so I actually have two programs that I work with people on. One is to help people to get from zero to cash flow for startups, and that's the foundation program. And then for other people that are maybe doing, you know, $400,000 or $500,000 a year, and they want to build a business cathedral, I have that program. Unfortunately, not everybody's in that spot. So let's talk about the foundation. What makes a strong foundation in a business is you need to, number one, is be clear on what your position is in the marketplace. In other words, when we go to build your foundation, you know, your position is not what you want to throw into the world, but it's actually, we're reverse engineering. How do we want people to think of you? Position is not what's in my brain. It's in what's in the marketplace's brain. So there's a company that holds a position in your brain for overnight shipping. Okay, that's the first step of positioning, is thinking about how are we going to brand people, how are we going to brand ourselves so that people, how are we unique and different and special, and how do we get that in people's minds, and we engineer that. That's the first part of building our foundation, is understanding who we are, what we're doing, and what impact we're having on people, and how we're actually solving their problems and thinking about it.
Okay, that makes sense. So we're really trying to be that the main thing they think about when they think about a thing. Like when we say copy machine, we think Xerox. Or like you said, we think about overnight shipping. We think about FedEx or the big names that have spent a lot of time and energy to create that image.
Yeah, right? Let me give you an example. You know, I have a past client who, you know, is like this amazing massage therapist. And when I met him, he was basically living out of his car. But he is an amazing massage therapist. And, you know, he didn't just, like, give a shoulder rub. I mean, he went to acupuncture school. He went to China and studied there. He studied with Native American Indians. I mean, he had like 20 different massage techniques. And, you know, when the guy gives a massage, he like puts the power of God, he prays and puts that in. Yeah. He's a healer. You know, he's really a gifted healer.
Right.
And I started working with him, and we realized this guy's like the world's greatest massage therapist, whether or not he's getting paid for it. You know, he's like, you know, and it's like, he really had to struggle with this, but when he owned that position, it changed his whole life. And he's, you know, he's not living in his car anymore. He's doing very well. But getting really clear that, you know, that we have something very valuable to offer.
And, you know, the world is full of great technicians or great products with horrible marketing. And so
the next part of foundation is packaging. So, you know, packaging is like getting really clear on what it is we offer, getting really clear on how the customer is going to benefit, and packaging that, you know, in our storytelling. You know, packaging is the creating the story. It's creating the legacy. It's creating the communication structure. You know, nobody wants to hear a sales pitch, but everybody loves a good story. Packaging is, instead of presenting yourself in a brown paper bag, you're presenting yourself in a powder blue Tiffany box. You're putting your best message offer, your best offer forward. You're putting, you know, your best story forward so that you're conveying, it's your message, you know. That's the second piece, is crafting a beautiful message. Crafting a beautiful package, crafting a beautiful offer. So that's the second piece of the foundation.
Great. And to be memorable, I've heard people say, if it's more than four words, forget it. You can't get shelf space in somebody's mind if it's more than four words these days. What do you think about that statement?
It's easier to change your sales message than it is to change human nature. And so, you know, I say test it. You know, if you can do something in four steps, you know, I don't think FedEx win, it absolutely has to get there overnight. That's like eight words. So it's like they failed the test, but they like, they created a multi-billion-dollar company. So, you know, I think the more you tell, the more you sell, but it's not quantity, it's quality. What's really working for me, what's really working for my clients is shifting from a sales to real just storytelling and parables and, you know, metaphors and, you know, both left brain and right brain engagement.
But they also kind of paired that up. I mean, they're not Federal Express anymore. They're FedEx.
Right.
So there's something to, they did shorten to a soundbite their name. I mean, you see a lot of companies do that. So long name companies, I don't know, there's something to that, right, as far as that memorable.
Well, but you know what? The branding is overrated in a sense because, you know, what's really amazing about FedEx is not how, like, succinct their brand is, but the fact that they can, you know, have a guy at your door and then go through this infrastructure that a truck picks you up and goes to Nashville, Tennessee to a hub, and, you know, it ends up showing up at the door. So that's actually the fifth P, is performance. You know, you need to perform. And so, you know, as a marketing point, FedEx has a big promise, and they have to deliver on that promise, and they do. You know, we could focus a lot on the brand part and the package, but ultimately, you know, we need to, like, deliver, like, huge amounts of value to people. Heck. On the other hand, you could deliver, you know, huge amounts of value, but if you don't have, like my friend with the massage therapist, he delivered a huge amount of value, but without the right marketing mindset and logistics, he struggled for a long time, and now he's doing well.
So it all has to come together. It all has to come together. And so we went through positioning and packaging, and you mentioned delivery.
What's next?
Mm-hmm.
Promotion. Well, so the next piece is promotion. So you got this great story. You know, you need to promote it to the world, and there's all kinds of ways. And by the way, you know, a lot of people say, I need a website, which is actually a step three activity. And if you don't do step one and two and position and package a good story to put on that website, you're like in the wrong position. Like, so you need to like deposition, package, and then promote. So promote is this part where we now have this story. You know, we could have a story in the greatest literature in the world. We could have thousands of, you know, boxes of it in our warehouse. But if that story doesn't get disseminated to our prospective marketplace, where, you know, everything falls apart. So it's really important to have this promotion piece and really get the word out. And fast growth companies actually have seven ways they do that. I'll just rip through them real quick. Number one is quality literature. Number two is a sales force, human to human contact. Number three is advertising. You know, paid advertising and done well is the best way for creating awareness of what you do. Number four is public relations, getting, you know, being a story in radio, magazine, newspapers, television, that kind of thing. And we say advertising is what you pay for and PR is what you pray for, but you need both. For if you want to grow fast, events, you know, fast growth companies, they do trade shows, events, customer appreciation types things, different things where they can congregate people together or be where people are congregated. And number six is direct mail, using the post office as your 24-hour or as your basically salesman in an envelope. But salesman
get that message, in an envelope. Mm-hmm. Get that message into the hands of the consumer. Mm-hmm.
And number seven, last but kind of least, is the Internet. It's really important to have a good website now, but it kind of foolish to ignore all the other six things that I just talked about.
So far we have the three Ps, positioning, packaging, and promotion.
Okay, so you transmit your message to the world through promotion, and now some of the world's going to come back and your phone's going to ring. And you need to persuade them to go through the process and say yes. So you need to have this piece of salesmanship in place. But I want to say something here, and this is like so important, and I don't think I emphasize telling the world this enough, but the better you are at marketing, the more you reduce or even eliminate the need for sales and selling. In other words, if your marketing is doing a really good job doing the heavy lifting of pre-selling, then when people pick up the phone, they're mostly there.
That's great, great insight, because so much is done by Internet today, and they're trying to reduce the amount of human contact that you have, so that the messaging has to be fantastic for you to be able to, you know, click on a button and hand over your credit card information, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, and that's when the rubber meets the road, though, is in this persuasion step, and they say yes, and they, you know, they pay you, and then you have to go on to the fifth P, which is perform. And one thing that I think is really important in terms of performance is, you know, number one is deliver the goodies. And the other is to do something called post-purchase reassurance. You know, when people make a big purchase, their friends and some people, you know, they'll get a little buyer's remorse sometimes. And it's really important to send out, you know, maybe a letter or some kind of communications, you know, congratulations on the wise decision you made. You know, here's why you did it. You know, boom, 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 boom. Here's what's going to happen next, you know. So it's more than, thank you for your business, but it's more than a thank you. It's post-purchase reassurance. It's, hey, look, you're smart for doing it. Smart move. We're gonna deliver, and we're going to help you out, and everything's going to be fine. So those are basically the five Ps to build your marketing foundation, you know.
That's fantastic.
And so I actually offer a program that takes people from zero to cash flow in 90 days, and I call it, you know, the Marketing Foundation Program. And I actually have, like, as an introduction to that program, I have a free 5-part video training. And I set up a URL just for this. You go to yourmarketingfoundation.com, and you can download, you just put in your email, and you'll get a video on positioning. And we go into it pretty deep. And then packaging 3 days later, and I go through all five of these in a free course. It's kind of a prelude to it's a way of doing educating people before they consider even doing business with me.
Well, the informed consumer, I mean, that's a big part of it. So as a marketing systems architect, I would envision that you would take all of this information and, of course, the goals and objectives and the raw materials of the business owner and create that overall blueprint plan like an architect would. And then that leads to implementation and the building of the plan, right?
Yeah, the coaching is one-on-one. And, it's my goal, you know, for you as a client is to get you to – you know, from zero to cash flow, or at least have all the pieces in place to get your cash flow in 90 days. My goal is just to actually get them achieving cash flow before the 90 days. But some people aren't at zero. You know, at the time, I work with businesses that are already in place, but, you know, sometimes their foundation's a little bit shaky, and so it really makes a lot of sense to go back and reinforce and make sure that you do have a strong foundation. Once you have these pieces in place, you know, one product... The goal of the program is one product over 90 days at one price to one target market, you know, to get your cash register to it.
That's
one package, one promotional method, you know, one persuasion method so that you can perform one specific service.
That's a focus goal. And, you know, if you think about it, think about a house that was built 20 years ago. And this actually happened in the local mountains here in Laguna Beach. There was a huge fire. I had a client, their house burned down to the foundation, and they thought, okay, we'll just rebuild on the foundation. And the building code came, people came in and said, not so fast. The foundation requirements have changed. Now, liken that to marketing strategies and tools that are available for your foundation today. You can't survive today on all of the, you need some of the new tools for your foundation today, right? I mean, there are new strategies, new ideas, and new ways of doing things.
Low tech effective is better than high tech ineffective, okay? I don't care what technology you're using. You just want to use a technology that works. You know, I've had people that have had internet-only businesses. You know, I had a lady that was selling Himalayan salt licks, you know, to just through the internet and through her, you know, the list she built through the internet. And she wasn't succeeding. And it's like I had her get out to the horse shows and the horse events, you know, with some face-to-face, with some literature, with some product samples, you know, and going into the supply chain. And she sold out her first couple pallets really quick. But she was struggling with that until she, you know, we got her off of the technology. The internet stuff wasn't working. Mm-hmm. I mean, so part of this promotion thing is, you know, like advertising, I really encourage people to advertise, but only advertise in publications that people are actually reading. You know, it's just a mistake to, you know, a lot of advertising is not well thought out. So it's, I don't want you to throw your money away on advertising. I want you to really think about, you know, where is your message going to really have a chance of, you know, getting people's attention. You know, Bill, we live in an attention economy. You know, if I have your attention, we have a chance of communicating. If I don't have your attention, it's not possible at all. And I need your full attention. The truth is there is no such thing as partial attention. I either have your attention or I don't. So, you know, like in business, it's like, you know, do I have your full attention? If I don't, you know, can I have your full attention or can I schedule a time when I can have your full attention? Because it's just kind of a waste of everybody's time if I can't get your full attention to have a conversation to see if, you know, maybe we can help each other out.
Great point. You know, Joe, it's great stuff. You know, you really come in with a clear message. You obviously you know what you're talking about with the five P's and the positioning there. And I hope our listeners will go to yourmarketingfoundation.com. You have absolutely nothing to lose by watching the five-part video course on building a marketing foundation at yourmarketingfoundation.com. So, Joe, I want to thank you for coming on the show again. It's been a blast. And is there, besides going to yourmarketingfoundation.com, is there another way that you would prefer people get in touch with you? Should they just go through the course and then they'll know more about what you do and get in touch?
If they want to learn more about me, I have a website, joenicasio.com. joenicasio.com. So if people want to find out more about me, you know, I've written a book, I do public speaking, I do sales training, I do a lot of things. But so that's the website about me, but the free course is yourmarketingfoundation.com. And, you know, if people want to call me, I'm an old-fashioned guy, pick up the phone and call me, 714-6000-640, 714-600-0640.
Perfect. 714-600-0640. Joe Nicasio, I hope you'll come back again because we're scratching the surface of some of this stuff, but it's very interesting and I'm sure our listeners love hearing this stuff. So thanks very much for joining us again. I appreciate it and I'll talk to you again sometime in the near future, okay?
All right. God bless you. You have a great day.
All right. Thanks very much. I've been talking with Joe Nicasio and we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.